We're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 7, text 50.
Kateka Shuniba Prabhu Tomara Nindana.
Kateka Shuniba Prabhu Tomara Nindana.
Napari Sahitebe Chadiba Jivana.
Napari Sahitebe Chadiba Jivana.
Kateka.
Kateka.
How much?
How much?
Shuniba. Shall we hear? Prabhu, O Lord, Tomara, your Nindanam, blasphemy, Napari, we are not able, Sahite, to tolerate. Ebe, now. Chadiba, give up.
Jivanam,
life.
Life.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. How long can we tolerate this the blasphemy by our critics against your conduct? We should give up our lives rather than hear such blasphemy. Purport. One of the most important instructions by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regarding regular Vaishnava behavior is that a Vaishnava should be tolerant like a tree and submissive like grass. Trinada pisunichana taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige and ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Nevertheless, the author of this instruction, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, did not tolerate the misbehavior of Jagai and Madai. When they harmed Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he immediately became angry and wanted to kill them. And it was only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that they were saved. One should be very meek and humble in his personal transactions, and if insulted, a Vaishnava should be tolerant and not angry. But if there is blasphemy against one's guru or another Vaishnava, one should be as angry as fire. This was exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One should not tolerate blasphemy against the Vaishnava, but should immediately take one of three actions. If someone blasphemies a Vaishnava, one should stop him with arguments and higher reason. If one is not expert enough to do this, he should give up his life on the spot. And if he cannot do this, he must go away. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Benares or Kashi, the Mayavadi sannyasis blasphemed him in many ways because although he was a sannyasi, he was indulging in chanting and dancing. Tapana Mishra and Chandrasekhara heard this criticism and it was intolerable for them because they were great devotees of Lord Chaitanya. They could not stop it, however, and therefore they appealed to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because this blasphemy was so intolerable that they had decided to give up their lives. We'll read a bit the text before, so we see the context. Bhima likes this kind of... Okay. So let's start from here. It says, all were converted into devotees of Lord Chaitanya, even the Mlechas and the Yavanas. Only the impersonalist followers of Shankaracharya evaded him. So apparently it's the hardest to convince some Mayavadis to take to Krishna consciousness, even for Lord Chaitanya. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through Varanasi on his way to Vrindavan, the Mayavadi sannyasis, philosophers, blasphemed against him in many ways. The blasphemers said, although a sannyasi, he does not take interest in the study of Vedanta. but instead always engages in chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. So this was the main cause for blasphemy. I said, why is he not studying? Which is good. It's actually a good concern. Why they're just chanting and dancing? Why not studying a bit? And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that we are studying, we're not just chanting and dancing. He says, fortunately or unfortunately, we also meet such Mayavadis who criticize our method of chanting and accuse us of not being interested in study. They do not know that we have translated volumes and volumes of books in English and that the students in our temples regularly study them in the morning, afternoon, and evening. That's what Prabhupada says. We are writing and printing books and our students study them and distribute them all over the world. No Mayavadi school can present as many books as we have. Nevertheless, they accuse us of not being fond of study. Such accusations are completely false. But although we study, we do not study the nonsense of the Mayavadis. So it's Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport that we study these books. And if we don't do it, that we should study these books. Anyway, we continue. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an illiterate sannyasi and therefore does not know his real function. Guided only by his sentiments, he wanders about in the company of other sentimentalists. So how does the Lord Chaitanya respond to this? First time he said this, he didn't respond. Hearing all this blasphemy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merely smiled to himself, rejected all this accusation, and did not talk with the Mayavadis. Thus neglecting the blasphemy of Varanasi and Mayavadis, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded to Mathura, and after visiting Mathura, he returned to the situation. So Lord Chaitanya, first, he hears all this blasphemy, and he's like, whatever. You know, like many people say many things, so he didn't take it too seriously. But then he said, okay, how about we do also something about it? As we said before, sometimes you need to pick up the fights. Many people come to challenge you, and you have to see if there's a point in this discussion, taking this challenge. Sometimes these fanatic Christians come, these atheists, and you have to see if there's some point in discussion, if there's something to gain from it. If not, Hare Krishna, nice to meet you. So, usually we don't care so much what people think about us. So the Lord also went to Vrindavan, and then he came back. And this time Lord Chaitanya stayed at the house of Chandrasekhara, although he was regarded as a Shudra or Kayasta. For the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely independent. As a matter of principle, Lord Chaitanya regularly accepted his food at the house of Tapana Mishra. He never mixed with other sannyasis, nor did he accept invitation from them. So the general policy of Lord Chaitanya was that he would not associate with these Mayavadis. These Mayavadi sannyasis, and you must imagine how Varanasi was at that time. Everyone was a Mayavadi, practically speaking. And there was a few devotees with Chandrasekhara, Tapana Mishra. Maybe there were, but not so many. So you would go on the street and all you would hear was this Mayavada philosophy. Well, so many times you can think, so what's the problem? You know, like they have this philosophy, we have our philosophy. They can speak what they like, we can speak what we like. Well, as explained in the purport, we should be very tolerant about ourselves. when someone blasphemes us, we should be like, yeah, whatever. But we should not be very tolerant when others are blasphemed. And Mayavadis are actually offenders to Krishna. And we are supposed to love Krishna. We are supposed to, or at least try to love Krishna. So if you love Krishna, a symptom of love is that you are disturbed if someone is you love is blasphemed. No? Someone, you like Ananta Prabhu, and someone says some bad things about Ananta Prabhu, you're like, you're not going to stay there. And say, yeah, I know he's a rascal. No, you're going to say, oh, how dare you? How you say these things? No? This is a symptom of love, of appreciation. Of similarly, a symptom of love is that you are disturbed if if Krishna is criticized, then you are disturbed. Why these people are criticizing Krishna? And these Mayavadis, they are criticizing Krishna. And their main, as Srila Prabhupada would put it, they say Krishna has no legs, Krishna has no head, Krishna has no body, Krishna is like that. So this, Srila Prabhupada would say, yeah, this means that he's lame, he's stupid. So then how can you say, oh, Krishna is nice, but he's a bit lame, he's about stupid. This is like, this is criticized, this is offensive mentality. So we should be disturbed if someone is criticizing, is offending Krishna. And also in this case, these Mayavadis sannyasis are also criticizing, offending Lord Chaitanya. So these devotees, they are thinking how to stop this situation. And this is the proper reaction. Yeah, you have someone offending Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, you naturally think, what to do? What can we do? So we'll read a bit more of what Chandrasekhara and Tapana Mishra are saying. They say, the Mayavadi sannyasis are all criticizing your holiness. We cannot tolerate hearing such criticism, for this blasphemy breaks our hearts. Yeah, this is when someone who you love is criticized, then you feel some pain. Yeah? While Tapana Mishra and Chandrasekhara were thus talking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he only smiled slightly and remained silent. So Lord Chaitanya didn't say anything. But he accepted the desire of his devotees. At that time, a Brahmana came there to meet the Lord. So as soon as Lord Chaitanya accepted desire of the devotees, immediately something happened. Immediately this Brahmana came and there was some arrangement how to solve the situation. So we have to see sometimes if something is happening in our case. The whole modern society is an offense to Krishna. And we were discussing yesterday with Kachakrani Tai Prabhu, and he was saying that everyone, the propaganda is very aggressive today, you know, like, and it's this atheistic propaganda, this New Age propaganda, this propaganda, that propaganda, and we should be as aggressive as they are. And then if you want something to happen. So Lord Chaitanya is responding to the desires of his devotees, and we should. And if things are not happening, then we should check what our desires are. Are we serious about spreading Krishna consciousness? Of course, if something happened, that means that we are serious to some degree. But can we be more serious about this? Maybe. Do we have parts of this offensive mentality inside our temples? Maybe. We have are we contaminated by this new age? Because nowadays there's not so much direct Mayavada philosophy, it's more or less this new age. I'm good, you're good, everyone is good. It's all good. It's all love. that's the motto of of this new age. It's all love. It's all good. Everything is good. And Krishna can be God and Shiva can be also God. And everyone can be God. No problem. So yeah, that's a side dish. And then we have then this Brahmana came. The Brahmana immediately fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requested him to accept his proposal in a joyful mood. My dear Lord, I have invited all the sannyasis of Benares to my home. My desires will be fulfilled if you also accept my invitation. I know that you never mix with other sannyasis, but please be merciful unto me and accept my invitation. So everybody knew that Lord Chaitanya is not mixing with Mayavadis. But still this Brahmana felt inspired. Oh, how about I go and invite him anyway. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. Lord Chaitanya smiled and accepted the invitation of the Brahmana. Why did he do this? Of course, he did this to please Chandrasekhara and Tapana Mishra. And also he did this because he wanted to show his mercy to this Mayavadi sannyasis and liberate them from their misconceptions. And then we have this humble, very humble approach Lord Chaitanya uses. As we said before, that when you're dealing with these high-profile people, you have to be a bit humble, and you have to accept that they know what they're doing. And you're also there, you know, like, you don't know so much. And it's good. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the sannyasis, he immediately offered obeisances and then he went to wash his feet. After washing his feet, he sat down by the place where he had done so. So from the beginning, Lord Chaitanya is putting himself in a humble position. Yes, I'm not. I'm not on your level. But of course, he does also this little mystic trick. After sitting on the ground, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mystic power by manifesting an effulgence as brilliant as the illumination of millions of suns. So it's something to grab their attention. When the sannyasis saw the brilliant illumination of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their minds were attracted and they all immediately gave up their sitting places and stood up, stood in respect. So then this leader of the sannyasis present, Prakashananda Sarasvati, is going to welcome somehow Lord Chaitanya. And he says, "You belong to our Shankara Sampradaya and live in our village, Varanasi. Why then do you not associate with us? Why is it that you avoid even seeing us? You are a sannyasi. Why then do you indulge in chanting and dancing, engaging in your Sankirtan movement in the company of fanatics? Meditation and study of the Vedanta are the sole duties of a sannyasi. Why do you abandon this to dance with fanatics?" So Prakashananda Sarasvati is respectful, but he's still putting a challenge. You know, like, why do you always chant Hare Krishna? Why do you chant and dance, and why don't you study Vedanta? And Lord Chaitanya continues to have this humble attitude. He's putting himself even lower. He came, he was staying He washed his feet and he stayed in somewhere low class place to show that, oh, I'm low class, you are high class, no problem. And then his now they are asking him, why do you chant Hare Krishna? And Lord Chaitanya gives further example, reasons which make him even less, you know, apparently. Lord Chaitanya says, my dear sir, my spiritual master considered me a fool and therefore he chastised me. You are a fool. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. After describing the potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, my spiritual master taught me another verse, advising me to always keep it within my throat. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kema, Valam Kalau Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Gatir Anyata. For spiritual progress in this age of Kali, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative to the holy name. The holy name, the holy name of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya, he's putting himself in a humble position, but he's also quoting Shastra. And there's two arguments he's bringing. He's bringing the arguments. One, my spiritual master told me so. I'm just following the argument, the instructions of my spiritual master. And this is an argument which not even the Mayavadi sannyasis are against, you know, like they're like, okay, your spiritual master, what to do? Yeah. And the other is they are quoting Shastras. He's quoting Shastra. Yes, okay, I'm very humble, I don't know anything, but look, I heard that there's this part in Shastras. What do you think? Of course, that also means that there's already a subtle challenge, you know, like you say, yes, I don't study Shastra, but I heard about this verse, and this verse says this, maybe you heard of it, and maybe if you study Shastra properly, then you should also get to the same conclusion. But, anyway, like gentle, putting some things on the table. Yes, maybe it is. And then Lord Chaitanya is not going so much into this direction of heavy Shastric discussion. He's going in the direction of softening them. Yeah, okay. Yes. And he's actually he's describing his experiences with chanting Hare Krishna. As he says, you can say this is more or less in a joking way. Lord Chaitanya goes to his spiritual master and he says, I saw that I had become mad by chanting the holy name and I immediately submitted this at the lotus feet of my spiritual master. My dear Lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this Maha Mantra. Of course, then his spiritual master, when he heard, he smiled and he said, oh, it is the nature of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. The conclusion of all revealed scriptures is that one should awaken his dormant love of Godhead. You are greatly fortunate to have already done so. And then, of course, he gives further Shastric references. Lord Chaitanya doesn't say, my spiritual master said that you're good, you're on track. No, he said, look, actually, this is also described. This is also described in Shastra. And he quotes three verses. He says, when a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy names. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Compared to the ocean of transcendental bliss that one tastes by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the pleasure derived from impersonal Brahman realization is like the shallow water in a canal. My dear Lord, O Master of the Universe, since I have directly seen you, my transcendental bliss has taken the shape of a great ocean. Being situated in that ocean, I now realize all other so-called happiness to be like the water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. So this, he's quoting these Shastric evidences, and of course, I could also quote these verses. I meet this Mayavadi, and he will say, "Yeah, you have no idea," because this verse says that the spiritual, the happiness you get from actual spiritual realization, by which you can get by chanting Hare Krishna, is bigger than any happiness you ever saw in your life. Sometimes we have this, because we're here, we have this experience to some degree. That before coming to Krishna consciousness, you felt some happiness, and then after coming to Krishna consciousness, you chanted a bit, you did some service, and you feel some happiness that you're like, wow, this, nothing can compare to it. And we're just tasting like these glimpses of Krishna consciousness. So the presentation of Lord Chaitanya is successful because of the purity of the realization. You know, like it's not enough that just to say some words, just to quote some shastra. If you want to change some people's heart, you have to have this realization, which is a bit more difficult to have. Of course, these Mayavadis, they studied these shastras, and they... probably these Mayavadis, these are real Mayavadis, they are not these Mayavadis you meet nowadays. These Mayavadis that they follow four regulative principles, they are very austere, and they study the Shastra, they really know the Shastras, you know. Like, so when Lord Chaitanya is quoting these verses, they heard these verses before. They're not, you know. The important thing is that people can recognize the truth. When you meet people, so in this part, Lord Chaitanya is not addressing so much on a philosophical level. He's addressing more or less like, I have some realization, you are looking at me and you know that I have this realization, so you are gonna believe me. It's more on this level, which you have sometimes, you know, like, you meet some people. I met this this lady. She was a psychotherapist. She was a psychologist, and I stopped her on Chopova, and she was from Croatia, I think. And we were discussing a bit, and she told me, she's a psychotherapist. I said, yes, yes, very good, very good. And then, of course, I looked at her face. She was like, she was supposed to help others, but her face didn't look like like she knows anything, you know. Like she was this like, oh, yeah, this this face. She didn't seem happy. She didn't have this. And of course, I knew that she knew that, and of course, nobody. I didn't say anything about that. But she knew, you know, like she knew that, and probably when they meet devotees, they know that we have something they don't have. If they are sincere, you know, like they know. So I was like just discussing, yes, yes, look, these books, you know, like they will give you another dimension to your psychological practice and so on. And there's this chapter, so you see, I gave her some parts that she could appreciate. Usually about the three modes, or about they also used in this psychology, they use this approach that they replace bad habits with some other habits. So I told her, you replace these bad habits with good habits, and best habit is to do meditation, to some spiritual. So yes. So that's the idea that here, at least in this part, after there is Lord Chaitanya expands a lot of philosophy, but in this part, people Lord Chaitanya is more on the level that they see that Lord Chaitanya has some realization, and they can recognize it. It's very important. It's not so much about the words that we use when preaching. It's more or less about the realization behind. Purity is the force. Srila Prabhupada used to say, purity is the force. So the secret is to be empowered by Krishna. And if you want, we can be empowered by Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the intelligence by which they can come to me. Which also includes that if you want to be an instrument for preaching this movement, then and you do something in this direction, then Krishna will also give you the empowerment to do something. Okay. Stop here. So here we see that by the devotion of Chandrasekhara and Tapana Mishra, Lord Chaitanya was somehow forced to do something for the people of Varanasi. And by the purity of Lord Chaitanya, even if it was not so philosophically strong presentation, the hearts of these Mayavadis are changed. Because even these hardcore Mayavadis, sometimes you meet these people, they are speaking this hardcore Mayavada philosophy, but they are just as emotional as anyone else. They are just talking, you know, like insiders, same thing. So by the purity of Lord Chaitanya, by his approach, they are touched and they're like, yeah, that's actually what we are. Just as a funny thing. There's this famous Mayavadi nowadays. I mean, he's not even Mayavadi. But so he was giving a class about how relationships are Maya. So he was sitting there on some sort of Vyasasana, and then these disciples are there. And in this class where he's preaching that relationships are Maya, he's having loving exchanges with his disciples. He's joking with his disciples. He's like, you know, like, yes. So I thought this is really funny. I always like to use this example because this Mayavadis, nobody, they don't believe their own philosophy. You know, like, they are thinking about, oh, these relationships are Maya, and what they were doing, they were involved in loving exchanges. because that's where it's at. So anyway, I'll stop here if there's some questions, concerns, comments.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. If I understood properly Srila Prabhupada, Mayavadi philosophy is like I want to go to the center of Ljubljana and then going in direction to Aulaya, something like that. So he cannot reach Krishna in that way that he is looking for. That is Mayavada. I mean, there is, I think, different kind of Mayavada philosophy, but it is like that, isn't it?
Well, the idea is to, if you want to combat Mayavada philosophy, first you have to find it. And as far as I understand, there's not a unitary Mayavada philosophy. There's all over the place, you know, like this direction, that direction. Because Mayavada is actually based on word jugglery. And it's not so much, if you try to find out exactly what their philosophy, you'll see that everyone has they're different. Mayavada philosophy. It's all different. It's all one, but it's different. You know? Yeah, and sometimes there's many things which come with that. This modern Hinduism, that this yatamat tatapat, this whatever path you reach, you get, you'll reach the same destination. Sometimes I go into train station, and I like to distribute books there. So I tell people, yeah, take this train. It's gonna take you to Koper anyway. Don't worry. it's written Kran, but it's going to Koper. All the trains are going to Koper. So, yeah, no worries. This, just yeah. Of course, this is stupid. This doesn't make any sense. No, like.
And we are all God. That's also my life.
Yeah, we are all God. There's Srila Prabhupada addresses this. Sometimes says that this philosophy is that we are God, but now we've got a bit covered by Maya, and by meditation we will become again God. So then Prabhupada says then this means that this Maya is stronger than God. So then Maya is God. So you are not God. So yeah, that's if you really get to the point of what exactly is the philosophy, you see that there's no, and even in this discussion Lord Chaitanya has with Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya is putting forward arguments, and then Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya is playing tricks. He's not putting counter arguments. It's not on that level, because Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya knows that there's no no counter arguments. You know, like shastras are clear. You know, like, so Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya is just playing tricks. You know, like trying to pick on this word. Oh, you said this word. Why don't you? You know, like details, not philosophy, because there's no philosophy. So that's my understanding. There's no clear philosophy. There's no explanation how things are. Like, it's just like word jugglery. This is based on that. But yeah, maybe we discuss next time. This is quite about Shankaracharya and so on. You know, like yeah, this Shankaracharya is is just twisting the shastras for a purpose. So it's intentional. It's no clear philosophy. You know, like if you read the shastra, and further Lord Chaitanya says that why don't you use the direct meaning of the shastras? The shastras are saying this. Why don't you take this as argument? You know, like Srila Prabhupada gives example of this famous Mayavadi, where he who's commenting on this verse Sarva Dharma Parityajar. Surrender, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender unto me, Krishna says. And then this Mayavadi sannyasi, this Mayavadi commentator says, it's not, you know, the text itself says, surrender unto me. It's spoken by Krishna. And Mayavadi is saying, it's not unto Krishna that you have to surrender. It's unto the this and that and that, like... Come on, man, what's this? It's written, surrender unto me. So, that's anyway, it doesn't make any sense. It's hard to make sense of the Mayavadi philosophy and hard to combat it, because you have to find it. You have to find what's the philosophy. It's all love. We're all one.
And another maybe point that we can reflect to our lives. Prabhupada tried to explain what is Mayavada, because even devotees, like we are, if we don't like to agree and follow Bhagavad Gita exactly 100%, we are Mayavadis. Is that, I mean, reason why Srila Prabhupada fight with Mayavada philosophy so much? That is also part of Mayavada. If we don't agree to Bhagavad Gita completely, yeah, we cannot reach the Krishna. And what is the purpose? That's also, isn't it?
Yeah, you might say Mayavada is not all-pervading, but if you go to, I was doing this before, you go to a library and you get spiritual books. It's if we didn't manage to get a Bhagavad Gita inside, it's all Mayavada. It's all Mayavada philosophy. Everything everyone heard about spirituality is Mayavada philosophy. It's so pervading. You're again and again shocked to see. You go, you read any books, it's Buddhist, it's Mayavada. It's all one. You tell that others actually, it's not all one. You know, people are shocked. How dare you? Because I read this book, I read this book, I read this book, I read this book. Oh, come on, really. No, see, it's all pervading. We had this program, we had new people. They were like, we have this friend, he read Shariraka Bhasya, he read all these so-called spiritual books. It's all Mayavada, it's all, you know, like, I met this guy in a shop, he was studied Advaita Vedanta. Advaita Vedanta is everywhere, you know, they have, there's yoga studio here across the around the corner, they are studying Advaita Vedanta. Everyone is studying Advaita Vedanta. It's all pervading. You would say where in the West? All the spiritual groups in the West, if there's yoga, the philosophy is Advaita Vedanta. So it's very important. And we come from this background, you know, like, we really come from this background. We heard this, I read all these books, I mean, I didn't read Shariraka Bhasya or something. And Srila Prabhupada has to address these tendencies that we have. We have, and other people have. So, I mean, it's all pervading. It's not a sub-philosophical concept that exists in India. No, it's here in Ljubljana. Everyone is, everyone who read these books, it's, you can do this experiment. Go to a library and see what books are there in the spiritual part. Maybe they have a Bible and a Quran and so on, and then the rest is Mayavada or Buddhist. So it's so important. So this Mayavada propaganda is everywhere, you know, like. So you have to do something. And yeah, we have this contamination, New Age. You know, like, it's not that you come to Krishna consciousness, you put a dhoti, you put tilak, and then you're a devotee. A bit of a devotee and a bit of Mayavadi, a bit of New Age, a bit of New Age. And so that's why it's important to philosophy again and 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 again. Srila Prabhupada put so much emphasis on philosophy. So much, you know, like, so we should study.
Yes, thank you, I agree completely. Just one more thing that was funny for me when you explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu protect himself and his philosophy when he said to Mayavadis, according to my guru. So it is funny in a way that these days I think nobody care and respect who is your guru. If you nowadays told that, nobody will care. It is different time now,
I think. Well, it's not. People still have some respect for some authorities, you know, like. And you can explain. This is something that you can explain, you know, like that it's good to follow some authority. And there's these people who don't follow anyone, but actually they do follow. Like even the philosophy that I don't follow anyone, they read from some guru, you know, like, so they are following someone. Everyone is following someone, you know. Like when Prabhupada went to Russia, this Professor Kotovsky and Srila Prabhupada would try to explain many things to him, and he just couldn't grasp. And eventually he said, look, actually our philosophy is the same. We have to follow someone. We follow Krishna and we go where Krishna is, and you follow Lenin and you go where Lenin is. So even Professor Kotovsky was like, okay, that's something we can agree on. Yeah. Anyway. Jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.